Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Sure, Eddie, I can make it. We'll pick up Mary Ellen and Kathy.
Yeah, Kathy will go. I spent half an hour convincing her that you were really not a creep.
Wally.
Yeah, I've got nothing else to do. I'll see you first thing in the morning. Bye. Hi, Dad.
Son, I'm afraid you'll have to cancel that date tomorrow.
Gee, how come, Dad?
Well, because tomorrow you're going to take care of something you've been putting off for the past 2 weekends, working in the yard.
Oh, but gee, Dad, Eddie and all the guys...
Son, it's always Eddie and the guys or the movies or going to the beach or some such excuse. Now, I think I've been patient long enough. Tomorrow, you have a date with a rake and a shovel.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Richard. Now be here right after breakfast so we can shove off early. See ya. Hi, Dad.
Beaver, before you do anything else tomorrow, you're going to help your brother clean up the yard.
Oh, gee, Dad, that seems like a jip. All Richard has to do around his house is clean up his room and carry out the trash.
Thanks for reminding me, Beaver. You can go upstairs right now and pick up your room. And Wally, you can take out the trash.
Nice going, Bee.
Edging and the weeding, rake all the leaves together, then clean up the flower beds.
Yes, sir.
If you stick with it, you can do it in a couple of hours.
You boys will be on your own. Your father and I have some shopping to do downtown.
Then, after you finish your yard work...
There's more?
Yes. I want you to pile all of the leaves and clippings and weeds together. Then put those cartons of trash we have in the garage with them. Then call Mr. Peck.
Oh, the hauling guy.
That's right. He'll haul everything to the dump. He'll be home until 1 o'clock now. That should give you plenty of time. Now then, you want me to go over everything you're supposed to do again?
No, thanks, Dad. I feel bad enough just hearing it once.
Oh, I'll get it.
Oh, hi, Eddie.
Come on, Sam. Time's a wasted. Look, Eddie, I can't go with you guys today. I gotta work out in the yard.
Work in the yard? Oh, come off it. We got... Oh, good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Hello, Eddie.
Morning, Eddie.
Well, if you have work to do, Wallace, I don't want to interfere. I was reading an article in the paper the other day where a certain amount of responsibility around the home is good character training. Goodbye, Mr. and Mrs. Cleaver.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Bye, Eddie.
Can I talk to you outside, Wally?
Okay, Eddie, what's up, huh?
Come on, Mo, drop the hoe. Lumpy's out in the car, we're ready to roll.
I told you I can't. I've got work to do.
Come on, Isabel. You gonna let your mother and father push you around? Why don't you read them the child labor law?
Hey, Eddie, isn't it about the time of year you're supposed to shed your skin?
Huh?
Hey, look, I'll be through about 2 o'clock. Why don't you guys come back then?
Okay, okay.
Oh, and, Beef, I'll be right down, then we can get to work, okay?
Okay, Wally.
Beaver! Beef!
That's Richard.
So I hear.
Beaver!
Boy, the poor guy. He walked all the way over here from his house.
Well, fine. Now you walk all the way out there in the yard and tell him you have to work this morning.
Yes, sir.
Why do those boys do that? Now, why didn't they call up their friends and tell them that they had to work today?
Well, that's part of the strategy. You bring your friends in on the scene to help you look sad. That makes the parent feel like more of a villain, and he's supposed to crack under the pressure.
Oh, you seem to know a great deal about this.
Oh, sure. I used to use it all the time when I was a kid.
31, 32, 33, 34, 35...
What's all this?
36.
Well, that's Beaver's idea, Dad. He's keeping track of how many times he rakes, and I have to keep track of how many weeds I pull.
What?
Yeah. He wants to make sure that when we trade off, no guy does more work than the other guy.
Well, are you sure that keeping score isn't harder than doing the work?
At first, he wanted to count each leaf.
Well, you have a good start. Looks very nice.
Now, Wally, don't forget to call Mr. Peck by 1 o'clock.
I won't, Dad.
Well, we'll see you, boys.
56, 57. Oh, slong, Mom, slong, Dad. 58, 59, 60.
Boy, Beaver, there sure are a lot of dead shoots, huh?
What made him croak, Wally?
Well, anything. Bugs, not enough water, the sun.
Boy, I'm glad I'm not a hunk of ivy. Hey, Wally, look what I found. That old baseball we lost you last summer.
Well, let me see it. Boy, is that lopsided. Bet a guy could really throw a curve with it.
We'll try it, Wally.
Okay.
Strike two. Strike three, you're out. Boy, well, I didn't know playing catch would be so much fun.
Yeah, and you know why it's so much fun? Because we got work to do. That's why.
Yeah, it's funny how work can always makes playing look so good.
Yeah, now let's get at it and stay with it or we'll never get it done, okay?
Okay.
And no more goofing off.
Yeah, no more goofing off. Hey, Beav! Oh, hi, Richie.
Come on, Beav, the guys are down at the park.
I got stuff to do.
What kind of stuff? Balancing a rake?
No, I'm just doing this while Wally's in the house.
Well, let me try, but I can balance it better than you.
There's another rake over there.
All right, Beaver, cut the horsing around. We got work to do.
Well, then how come you took so long in the house?
I had to get a drink of water.
Well, why should Beaver be working when you're drinking water?
Look, Richard, why don't you just go and get lost someplace, huh?
You can't make me. This is as much Beaver's yard as it is yours.
Look, Richard, you're asking for it.
Go ahead. Hit me, I dare you. I know karate. Come on to the park when you're done, Beav. Hey, Wally.
What?
How come Beaver's got an A for a brother?
Boy, Beaver, I don't know how you can stand that, Richard. He's the creepiest kid I know.
He's not so creepy when I'm with him. He just acts that way around people.
Honey, before we go to lunch, do you think you ought to call home and see how the boys are doing?
No, this time I'm going to leave them completely on their own, see how they make out.
All right. I just hope they don't try to burn the leaves and start a fire or something.
Now, don't worry, dear. I'll keep my ear cocked for sirens while I'm enjoying my lunch.
Hello? May I speak to Mr. Peck, please? Well, what time do you expect him back? Not today? Well, this is Wally Cleaver, and my dad told me to call him before 1 o'clock to haul some junk away. What? 2:30?
Hey, Wally, it is 2:30.
Okay, well, thanks anyway.
Boy, I don't get up being 2:30. Well, a half hour goes only 11:30.
Come on, Beaver, are we in for it? All that junk out there on the front lawn, and now Mr. Peck isn't around to haul it away.
Yeah, but that's what you get, Wally, for goofing off.
I was goofing off. You were goofing off.
Not any more than you were.
Okay, so we were both goofing off. This is no time to get sore at each other.
Well, sure. Why should we get sore at each other? When Dad gets home, he's going to be sore enough for all three of us.
Boy, what a mess. When Dad gets home, he's going to be real sore.
Hey, Wally, I got an idea. Why don't we put all this stuff back where we got it from?
You know something, Beaver? You're not helping at all.
Okay, then I'll go over to the park.
Oh, no, you don't. We're in this mess together.
Well, come on, Brother Wolf. We don't want to keep Little Red Riding Hood and her friends waiting.
I can't go with you guys.
How come? We've been stalling around all day waiting for you.
I can't help it, Lum. We're all through working, but gotta do something with this pile of junk.
Yeah, we were supposed to get Mr. Peck, the guy with the truck, to haul it away, but he's gone for the day.
Look, Squirt, we're having a summit meeting. Just keep out of it.
Look, Wally, call him tomorrow. Come on.
I can't, Lum. I gotta get rid of this junk somehow.
Look, how much was your dad gonna pay this guy, Peck, for hauling this stuff?
I don't know. I think the last time we had a pile of junk like this, he charged just about $5 or $6.
Okay. Eddie Haskell is never undersold. I'll do it for $3.
What are you talking about, Eddie? You don't even have a car.
Yeah, Eddie, you don't even have a... Oh, no, you don't. Oh, no, fellas, please.
What are you moaning about, Lum? You're going to get half the money.
But it's my car. And if I'm going to use it as a dump truck, I ought to get all the money.
Well, okay, I'll only take $1.50.
Boy, it sure get me out of a spot, Lum.
Me too.
Well, don't stand there. Let's start loading.
Boy, what a way to treat a custom automobile.
Hey, Lumpy. What about all these old newspapers and pop bottles on the floor? We don't want to get your junk mixed up with our junk.
Don't give me any of your lip, kid.
Come on, men. Step lively. Hup, 2, 3, 4. Come on, let's move on. Let's go. Get the stuff loaded.
I guess that just about does it.
Hey, Eddie, how about me and Wally going along?
Look, Shrimp, the only reason we'd take you to the dump is to leave you there.
Yeah, they don't have any room, Beav. And anyway, we have to stay around and pick up the tools and stuff.
Please, madam, no necking with the driver.
Ha, ha, ha.
You know, Wally, once in a while, Eddie and Lumpy are good for something after all. Surprised?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with those boys. Wally? Beaver?
Oh, hi, Dad. I just got out of the shower.
Boys, your mother and I just wanted to tell you how happy we are with the yard.
It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's not bad for a couple of brothers.
Well, you boys did a fine job, and we appreciate it.
Thanks a lot, Dad.
Well, you finish washing up, and we'll see you a little later.
Okay.
Ward, do you realize that we've just passed another milestone with Wally and Beaver?
Yeah, I was just thinking the same thing. You know, this is the first time I've given the boys such a sizable project to do without me standing over them.
Or me continually picking at them.
Yeah, exactly. They carried the whole project through without a hitch. Those boys are getting more like their father every day.
Oh, ho.
Hey, Eddie, how come you want me to stop here? We're only halfway to the dump.
That's what I was thinking. And with the price of gas what it is, and this vacant lot right here, I'm asking myself, is this trip necessary?
Yeah. Yeah!
women and children first. Abandon ship.
Boys.
Yeah, dear?
Would you come in a moment? Fellas, I was just going to write out a check for Mr. Peck. Did he tell you how much he was charging?
Well, not exactly, Dad. You see...
Well, I think I forgot to grab behind my ears.
You stay here. Dad, Mr. Peck won't be charging you anything.
Why not?
Well, because Mr. Peck didn't do it. You see, by the time we got around to calling him, it was 2:30 and he'd already gone for the day.
Oh, well, there must have been a little more work than you expected, huh?
Yeah, and there was more goofing around than we expected, too.
Well, someone hauled away the leaves and the trash.
Well, yeah, Dad. Lumpy and Eddie did it in Lumpy's car.
Oh. Well, at least you got the job done. That's the important thing.
Yeah, Dad, and they're going to soak you $3.
Well, I don't mind getting a bargain. I think I have $3 on me. Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks a lot, Dad. That's probably the guys now. Oh, hi, guys.
Hey, Wally, where's the loot?
Oh, here it is, right here. Only $3? Well, that's all you asked for.
Yeah, what are you squawking about?
Eh, no, but I thought your pop would probably kick through with it. Oh, how do you do, Mr. Cleaver? Thank you for the $3. It was very generous, sir.
You're welcome, Eddie. And thanks to you and Clarence for the job you did.
Oh, it was our pleasure, sir. When I saw the predicament that Wallace and Theodore were in, I felt it was my duty to pitch in and lend a hand.
With my car.
Yes, Clarence, I'm aware of your contribution.
Okay, Eddie, where's my half? Come on, another 50 cents.
But I haven't got any change. I got some up in my room.
Well, okay, let's go get it now or I'll never get it.
The news today?
Well, I started to read the paper. I found that sewing was much more restful.
Mr. Cleaver?
Yes, I'm Mr. Cleaver.
My name is Mr. Hill.
Oh, well, if it's about magazine subscriptions, I'm sorry, but I'm afraid we have all we can read now.
Yes, evidently you have. That's why I found these on my vacant lot at 40th and Fairview, along with twigs, branches, leaves, old tires, a lampshade, garden hose.
What?
If you're going to dump your trash on private property, Mr. Cleaver, I wouldn't include old magazines with your name on them. It's not exactly what I'd call the perfect crime.
No, believe me, I didn't do this.
You don't deny it's your trash?
No, I don't. I have a pretty good idea how it got there. I assure you it'll be cleaned up first thing in the morning.
I'd appreciate that.
Oh, my wife, Mrs. Cleaver, Mr. Hill.
How do you do?
Frankly, you people don't look like the litter bug type.
Mr. Hill, I'm very sorry about this, and I assure you it'll be taken care of.
Thank you. Well, you might start with these.
Hi, Dad.
Back in the room, Beaver.
But, gee, Dad, the big guy just threw me out.
Never mind. You come along with me.
Oh, Mr. Cleaver. Lumpy and I were just leaving. We don't want to detain Wally any longer.
Yeah, just a minute, Eddie. I want you to stay. You too, Clarence. You boys know where these magazines came from? Well, I'll tell you where they came from. A man just brought them to the door and said he found them on his vacant lot over on Fairview Avenue, along with all the rest of our trash.
You mean, you guys never went to the dump?
Clarence, I pleaded with you, but no, you wouldn't listen.
Oh, sure you did.
Boy, I ought to clobber both you guys.
Yeah, and they had their feet on the bedspread too, Dad.
Never mind, boys, I'll handle this. Now, the first thing in the morning, I want you fellas to go over to that vacant lot, pick up everything you left there and haul it to the dump.
Sir, I can understand how maybe you would...
Now, no alibis, Eddie. You got this coming to you.
You're right, Wally. And you're going along.
What?
That's telling him, Dad. That's what he gets for having such crummy friends.
And, Beaver, you're going along to help, too.
We'll see you in the morning, Wally. Goodbye, Mr. Cleaver.
Bye.
But she did. Me and Wally didn't know they were going to dump it on anybody's vacant lot.
I know that, Beaver. But I think in this case you can be called accessories to the crime.
What does that mean?
Well, I think that means that if we hadn't goofed around all day, then this whole mess wouldn't have happened.
That's exactly what it means, Wally. So the next time, you fellows just do what you're told when you're told. And we'll all avoid a lot of trouble.
But gee, Dad, you always start out to do what you're supposed to do. But then all this neat stuff comes along, and you always end up doing what you're not supposed to do.
Well, yeah, Dad, you know how it is.
Sure I do. I was your age once, and the same kind of thing happened to me. But it's still my duty as a parent to jump on you when you do something like this.
Boy, it must be harder being a father than it is being a kid.
That's a nice bit of philosophy, Beef. But we're still going to have to help clean up that vacant lot tomorrow.
I was wondering when you boys get home.
Boy, what a job.
Well, did you get everything cleaned off Mr. Hill's lot?
Yeah. We worked harder over there than we did at home.
I'll bet I know why. Eddie and Lumpy probably goofed off, as you put it, the whole time.
Well, gee, no, Mom. Lumpy and Eddie didn't goof off once.
Well, maybe my little talk did some good.
Yeah, and besides that, Mr. Hill stood over us all the time we were working.
Boy, when we got to the dump, that was really funny.
What happened there?
Well, after we dumped the stuff, Lumpy couldn't get his car started.
Yeah, so we all had to get out and start pushing.
Yeah, just then this guy from the city came along and started blowing his top.
What for?
Well, he saw Lumpy's car and he thought we were trying to steal it from the dump.
Coming up, one of the all-time most unusual episodes of The Andy Griffith Show. Howard Sprague follows his rainbow, leaves it all behind, and retires to the Caribbean. And look for character actor great Harry Dean Stanton in Howard's New Life next.